Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Double L Show. I was just reading the chat room, got caught off guard there. Wasn't ready for the music, Dan. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. If you live in our area, you should be doing pretty good. We've had some outstanding, beautiful weather. Seems like the next couple of days are going to stay that way. A little drop off on the weekend, but of course, it wouldn't be a weekend without a change in temperatures, right? But can't complain. Tomorrow's supposed to be near 85, so if you're fortunate enough to not have to work or have some sick days you can use, might want to cash in on that tomorrow and go do something nice outdoors.
Yeah, you would hope our bosses are not listening because they see the same temperatures we are.
Yeah, we definitely don't need anybody's boss. Anybody getting in trouble getting caught, but you can start coughing now, start feeling a little ill, turn the heat up in the house, you start sweating, running a fever, so take off tomorrow and get on the water. Go do something nice, but anyway, for the rest of us, we'll be going to work. So, but it looks like the end of winter is definitely in sight, so we'll be able to do more local fishing reports on this show and get everybody up to speed on what's going on around here. We've got a lot of things to cover tonight, a lot of good stuff going on. We've got a kind of a cool tie-in with our guest tonight that's going to be calling in here shortly, Spencer Cook.
I think Tom's already with us, or I put somebody else from that area live.
That could be dangerous, Chris.
I was just lucky guessing here.
I'm with
you.
What's going on, Tom?
Oh, not much, not much. Just got back from dinner and, had a couple drinks to get ready for the show.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
I should be saying it to your wife. God, you put up with them this long, but.
She's an angel. To put up with my crap.
Well, we only have you for a few minutes tonight on a radio show.
Yeah.
So we'll deal with it. Well, if everybody did not tune in last week's show, we'll go ahead, seeing Tom's right here, and we'll get to it. We do have, like I said, Spencer calling in, too. Not that we're running you off, Tom. You stick it out with us, and we got some time at the end. We will recap what we're talking about here in a few minutes. So if you don't have to run off to anniversary time or anything like that. But if you
I actually will have to run off, or else she might run off on me.
All right, I got you. Well, then we'll go ahead and get it done. So, for everybody who maybe did not make it to last week's show or did not listen to the podcast, Tom was our guest, and Tom's got an event coming up this weekend, the MS Shad Shootout, say that three times fast, in Richmond, Virginia. And obviously the tournament centered around raising money and awareness for MS, and Tom was gracious enough to spend time with us last week and throw us up. Get us up to speed on the event, and so with a real quick put it all in a nutshell, Tom, kind of give everybody, in case they missed last week, what's going on this weekend and where they can find out more information.
Well, first of all, I'll put in the chat room in a second here when I'm not running my mouth the link to the website, but basically it's a simple shad and catfish tournament. It's all the money that we raise goes to MS research and support programs, multiple sclerosis research and support. Basically, it's a combination of two shad, any species, and one catfish, and it's a catch photo release tournament. And I haven't announced it until just now, and I'll be putting it up on the site hopefully later tonight, unless my wife takes control of me for a while. Well, not that way. Come on. This is a family show. Red cards all over the place.
It's your anniversary if you're not going that way. What the hell's wrong with you? I can't believe she's still married to you.
Who's to say it didn't already happen?
Hey, okay. Move along.
Anyway.
Do I have a
question? I know. I got the wow from Chris. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to actually add a Calcutta to the event, and it's going to be a $10 Calcutta. You don't have to participate in it if you don't want to. You can come just fish the regular tournament, but anybody who wants to, at the captain's meeting at 7:30 Saturday morning at Anchor's Landing, can enter, and it'll be a single one fish, largest fish wins. It's going to be a 50-50 where 50% of the money raised from the Calcutta goes to the winner, 50% goes to the MS Society. So from our perspective, you know, we want to generate more money to donate to a great cause, but somebody could be walking away with a nice little chunk of change.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Awesome. All right, so they have up until, I'm trying to remember what we talked about last week, Friday night you would like everybody to be signed up, but by all means, if they make it Saturday morning to Ann Caro's and they have cash in hand, I know you will take it and get them on the water.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're not going to turn down anybody.
If you have to help me with this part, because it's not my neck of the woods, but this Friday night at the Appomattox River Company Middle Lothian location will be the Rob Choi will be doing a seminar on shad fishing. So, any last
questions
or whatever?
Yeah, that was something that that Vic from Appomattox River Company sort of came up with, was sort of a way to kick off the tournament weekend, have a little event down there, have Rob teach people who don't know about shad how to catch shad, and sort of kick off the weekend. And, you know, if you come to that and you want to sign up there, I'll be down there taking registrations as well. And if anybody has listened to one of Rob's shad fishing seminars, he the guy knows his stuff. I mean, it seems like he knows his stuff about damn near any fish out there. But
and I've been reading the reports from Green Tops up that way, and it sounds like the shad bite is definitely on. So
a shad bite's on. Right now the river's looking really good. It's the discharge this morning was at 7,400 cubic feet per second. We're looking at maybe having a little rain shower on Friday, but that shouldn't screw it up any. Unless it's, you know, a monsoon that comes through, but a little rain shower shouldn't hurt the river. This warm week should really turn on the fish.
Very cool. Well, everybody, Mark, make sure you make it out. If you're in the Richmond area, it's not far for our local crowd down here on the south side to drive. Tom said he's going to put the link up here once he gets done chatting it up, so we'll give you more information there with the link. Good luck to you, Tom. I hope you guys raise a whole boatload of money.
All right. Thank you very much.
Anything we can do, you know, here, make sure, you know, you shout at us. And appreciate you calling in, keeping us up to speed on your event. And maybe next Tuesday you can call back in and give us a little recap. Let us know what all went down.
Yeah, we can talk about all the insanity that will ensue.
Yeah. Well, they're already talking in the chat room, so it won't be the first time he's accepting money in downtown Richmond cash.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. All right, thanks a lot. We'll get going here, keep it moving. But like I said, if you want to stick around, go ahead. If not, I understand it's your anniversary night, so you go have a good night with the missus, and we'll talk at you later.
All right, have a good one.
All right, take that, Tom. All right. Well, it sounds like a good weekend, good time to go up there, catch some shad. Nobody, if you guys have not, everyone shad fishing. It's a lot of fun.
Here, let's push a button.
Poor man's tarpon.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Okay, carry on.
Is that your first button hit of the night, honey? You happy? And another. Very cool. We'll go ahead while we're moving along here. We'll see what we got tonight. Who's joining us over here? Hey, look who's back. The ones who've been around. Andy Bukowski, Don Brady, Gator Dave. What's going on down in Florida? Speckled Trout Joe's in the house. Speckled Trout Joe, how about you throw up, I guess we can find it, the link to your event coming up. Kayak MO, Missouri. Kayak Kevin came in. Mike Ortega. You guys don't know about some tackle webs for your kayaks, especially all the new seats now with the high back seats and your native, the first class seating, Jackson, even Hobie's high back seats. You need some extra storage, so check out Tackle Web. Michael Ortega joining us tonight. Appreciate that, Mike. How's everything in Florida? Your neck of the woods down there. Got to be getting nice down there. It's nice here, that's for sure. Redfish Chuck's in here. R. Lee, Sean Russell, Texas. Going on? Tommy V, Tommy Jigaz. Look at that. The Tommies are next to one another tonight in the chat room. Oh, nice. Very cool. Joe, how about a link up there? You got something for me? I know TKA is going to have an event coming up on April 28th. It's going to be a clean-up event at Crab Creek in conjunction with Lynn Haven River. Now is also doing an event at the other side of the Lynn Haven complex. But that day will be a cleanup day in the morning. Everybody's welcome to come out. You do not have to be a TKA member. Open to the public. Paddle around for a while, pick up some trash, get all the bags back on the beach, and then in the afternoon, going to do some fishing. So that's April 28th. Joe just put up a link in the chat room. You go to tka.org and look under events in there. You'll be able to find out more about the event. Should be a good time. Crab Creek launch. Everybody should be familiar with that here locally. If not, get on TKA's website and everybody will help you figure out where you're going. But clean up Lynn Haven. That's our big area to fish around here. So there'll be nothing wrong with everybody showing up, picking up a little trash. Should always try to do that when you're on the water. Pick up something while you're out there. Unfortunately, there's always going to be trash out there. But if we can help, let's do it. So launch from Crab Creek around 8 a.m. So 8 o'clock, Crab Creek, and I don't know what time. What time is it going to end, Joe? Keep talking to me in the chat room, and I'll keep relaying messages so I don't have to go to the link. I got too many windows open now. But anyway, so and then, like I said, so leave your fishing gear in the car. The morning's going to be picking up trash, cleaning up the area, paddle around, come back, unload trash, and reload fishing equipment to get out there. It's a real good time, too, for people kind of new in the area or new to kayak fishing around here to be able to get out there with other members and have a good time. Sorry, I'm trying to read the chat room. Some people are having trouble, I guess, with the chat working. So, yeah, refresh if you're ever having trouble. Just refresh. It seems to be working a lot smoother here lately than it has in the past.
Nobody's complaining, or at least not to the best of my knowledge.
Now, Kayak MO was just saying he had to reload to be able to chat. Now he's got it right, so he's good to go. New listener, welcome, Kayak MO, to the show. Catch the show almost every night of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if you're not familiar. What's that, Chris?
No, I just coughed.
Oh.
But I'd be happy to push a button.
Go ahead, push a button. I was hoping that Spencer was going to call in right on time.
No, we got Chuck on hold, but no Spencer.
Does Chuck have something informative he'd like to share?
I told Chuck he knows which button to push if he wants to talk, but it appears he's not.
Okay.
And
hit the switch if you need to, Chuck. All right, well, then that'll give me time to go ahead and do our usual weekly North Carolina fishing report from Philip Ruckert and the gang down at Get Outdoors. Philip always graciously hooks us up with the ins and outs of what's going on down in North Carolina. So let's see what Philip's got for us this week. He says here, many good things coming with warmer temperatures. Here in central North Carolina, temperatures went from 33 degrees and sleet last Thursday to a high of 85 today. That's what we were just talking about, but real, real good. On the freshwater scene, some excellent largemouth were landed as the temps rose over the weekend. The largest known out of a kayak was a 25 3/4 and 10-pound bass. Rod King, who was fishing a power boat tournament last Saturday on Kerr Lake, oh yeah, I heard about this, landed a 4 1/4 pound white crappie. If the weight holds, it'll be the new North Carolina record. That's a slob of a crappie. 4 1/4 pound. That's a pretty big crappie. On the Upper Neuse River to Raleigh, within the next week to two, the shad should start moving back downriver as the water warms up. What else we got here? On the Lower Neuse River from New Bern upriver. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about. I don't know where any of these rivers are. Striped bass and finally starting to move up the river as the water warms. Suspending hard jerk baits have begun working well. And the Upper Roanoke River to Weldon. Some shad up to 4 pounds are being caught over the weekend, but should be moving out soon. Sizable striped bass haven't shown up yet due to delayed spring temperatures. So maybe with everything Phil's saying here, this might be the weekend you can start seeing some stripers running up the river there in North Carolina. And then here on the coastal inshore side, reef recent rise in temperatures have anglers smiling, he says. The reds that were lethargic last week are once again happy and dumb. Eagerly searching up light jig-headed jerk baits and even flies. Speckled trout, mostly from 15 to 20 inches, and a few up to 25 have been caught with baits on popping corks in the creeks off the Sound. Don't pop the cork, just twitching it. So too much noise, getting a little spooky. Water's still real clear, so a little slow presentation, I guess, on that popping cork, but suspending it seems to be working. Overall, the populations of red specks and a few early flounder show promise of an outstanding season ahead. And then here for events coming up, Get Outdoors, he says, we'd like to thank Kayak Fishing Radio for spreading the word about their fishery and events within the state. We also want to thank all those who showed up with us during our spring sales event this past weekend. We greatly appreciate everyone's business and hope you enjoy our new gear. And the last thing we have here is on May 4th, Get Outdoors will be hosting their annual charity kayak fishing tournament. You can find more information on www.shopgetoutdoors.com. As always, Philip, thank you. Guys, go check out Philip's website at kayakfishingnc.com. Philip Ruckert and the gang at Get Outdoors. Very cool. Thank you, Philip. All right. Anything else going good going on in the chat room, Chris?
No.
You say flounder. I should be showing up here pretty soon. If they're not already up there, as everybody looks, usually we get our. What's that?
I'm going to go in the bubble. I'll be right back.
Okay, bubble bye. Sponsored by Visa Rewards. Yeah, we should be having a good flounder bite here pretty soon up in Watson Prigs, usually where they first show up. I have heard some good reports, worked in the shop this weekend for the first time in, I don't know, a month or so, I guess. But I did hear some good tog reports coming in. So the tog are biting. I heard the bigger ones seemed a little more offshore, but inshore they were still catching some nice tog. Should be able to get some crabs and stuff pretty soon locally for bait. Everything should be warming up like this. Should be starting to snap pretty good. I have noticed that the trout have slowed down in the Elizabeth River. So all that means is they're finally moving out. They know the water's warming up. And they're starting to get out of the river and starting to head out into the bay. So that's a good sign to hear of some small schoolie stripers and reds also being caught inside the Elizabeth River. But overall, nothing great here yet. Still getting moving, but I think we're going to see the turn here in a week or so. It should be fine. But, yeah, trout inside Elizabeth River still around. Some in Rudy. I haven't heard anything out of Lynnhaven, to be honest with everyone, but... Like I said, flounder first. After the flounder show up in Watcher Creek, we all know the next stop that's usually pretty good here locally. I was off the bridge and inside Lynnhaven. They like to come in the inlets first to start fattening back up. So as soon as we know, we'll let you guys know. What else we got going on, Chris? Spencer's on? All right. Well, let's get to Spencer here. I know he's got a... busy schedule, so we won't take up any more time than we have to if it's Tuesday evening. Spencer, are you there?
I'm here, Mark. Hey, how you doing?
How's it going tonight?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Very good. Well, thank you for being on. Thank you for giving up a little bit of your time on Tuesday night to spend with us and share some knowledge about astral buoyancy. You're a busy man, I know that much. Hard to keep up with you.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. So we'll get right to it. I know you said you got a little bit of time schedule here, so we'll go ahead and see if we can cover everything before you got to get off the show with us. So just real quick and briefly, maybe you give us a little history about astral buoyancy and what the company's got going on for those listeners who are not aware.
Yes. So Astral is based out of Asheville, North Carolina, and they've been in business since 2002. They've been in the art of PFD design for that duration of time, and the company was started by a man named Philip Curry. And a little bit about Philip's history: prior to Astral, in the 90s, he had started a company also making PFDs called Lotus Designs, and some of the out there may be familiar with Lotus from back in the day. They were a very well-known PFD line that was acquired. Philip ran the company for about 5 years, and they were acquired by Patagonia. And at that time, Philip kind of stepped out of the industry and kind of disappeared for 3 or 4 years. And then came back in. He saw an opportunity to continue to innovate and work on new things. And that's when Astral formed. That was 2002. And he has been very well known for making the most comfortable and the most innovative PFDs out there. So that's been the history. And most recently, the last summer, Astral launched a brand new footwear line. And water shoes, which probably makes sense to most of our existing customers, and that's a new endeavor, and we've hit the ground running, no pun intended, and we've got a collection of 4 shoes hitting the market this year. That's kind of a
can't keep the Brewers on the shelf, is what I understand, huh?
That's right, yes. We have one shoe model. Our first shoe model is called the Brewer, and it has been really popular. We first started delivering that back in July, and the story with the footwear is basically we're using a lot of the same materials that Philip has been using in PFDs for basically 20 years. So they're proven materials. He's using the Cordura materials that you find in the shells of the life jackets. So what you've got there are really tough, quick-drying, lightweight materials, which is what we want in footwear, too, if we're using it in the water, obviously. And we want it to last and hold up to a lot of rugged use. We want it to dry quickly. We want it to drain quickly. So everything you see in the uppers of the shoes are these materials that they've used for years in PFDs. You even have some of the air mesh that you find in our lightweight, breathable PFDs. So you get a lot of airflow and water flow through the shoe. And, the Brewer has a real sticky, grippy bottom on it. So when you're standing on those slimy, slippery rocks, wet rocks, it grips amazingly to those type of surfaces. So works really well in a river environment. Works great for walking on oyster beds, what have you. And we have some other outsoles and other models we're releasing this year that are a little more coastal friendly for kind of the coastal kayaker. Something that won't mark up the deck of a boat if someone's standing on a boat or standing on your mom's kitchen floor. So a lot going on in the footwear area.
Hey, Spencer, somebody in the chat room asked if you make them in wide width. Somebody has a 4E foot, whatever that means.
4E, yeah, that would definitely be pushing it, I would say. These are people listening to us right now that are asking.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a chat
right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the shoes are really accommodating for a pretty broad range of feet. It's pretty wide in the toe box. It's narrow through the center of the foot, so it cups your foot real well, especially when it's wet. It keeps your foot from sliding laterally, but it does widen out up in the toe pretty well. So I've found that we've had a pretty good success fitting people who are starting to kind of get on the wider end of the spectrum. But if you're a really wide foot, you might have trouble. You'd have to try it on. 4E sounds wide. It might sound a little bit wide to me, but
that's what Joe, could you confirm that I read that right? The chat room just it flew by. It was actually our lovely friend Joe who said he had a 4E wide foot.
Okay.
Spencer hasn't had the privilege, but maybe at ARC demo day, Joe will come up there and he can He's a local.
Yeah.
One of our local guy, actually, this year, our local kayak angling club's president of the club.
Cool. Well, Joe, come on up to the demo day at Mimics River Company, and I will personally try to do my best to fit you into some astral footwear. Look forward to meeting you.
Very cool. So let's go into the technology real quick on the PFD side of things, because I have to admit, I mean, everybody out there, obviously, you have your own preferences, and everybody's try on your PFD, obviously, before you make that purchase. But once I went to Astral, Chris and I were just amazed at how lightweight, how cool they are. We definitely always wear our PFD the whole time we're on the water, but there's something to be said about those Astral jackets and how, like I said, light and breathable and cool they are. So if you could kind of expand on that. I know we're on a talk show, so you don't have any props or anything to go with, but just kind of let our listeners know a little more if they're not familiar with Astral and what goes into making those light jackets so comfortable.
Okay, yeah. I'll make sure and not refer to my visual aids here.
Play along.
Astral is definitely, like I mentioned before, Philip has been quite an innovator in the PFD realm, and I would say without a doubt leads the industry in innovation. Typically, you know, you'll see Astral come out, you'll see them innovate with brand new things and PFDs, and the rest of the industry follows. And one of the areas that he has done that in has been in lightweight, breathable, quick drying, which those factors equal comfort. And as you mentioned, you guys are wearing your PFDs all the time, and I think that's a goal that we should all have, or a responsibility that we should all have, is making sure that everyone out there is being safe and wearing their PFD. And if they're comfortable, that's going to make a huge difference in us being able to do that in the kayaking community doing that. And, you know, with kayak fishermen in particular, you know, a lot of times you're not in the water. You're not necessarily taking a dip to cool off. You might be staying on the boat all day. So we need to focus on that breathability factor. And there are two specific technologies found in Astral PFDs that focus on breathability. One of those is called AirEscape. And that you will find in two of the jackets. One's called the V8, and the other jacket is called the Camino. The one you'd probably find most in the kayak fishing world would be the V8, and it's kind of a half-back jacket, so higher seat backs, the seat back itself will go right against your back, and you won't have any PFD in between you and the seat back. And the part,
yeah, that's the model I wear, and having the first-class seating in a native boat, yeah, it works very well for that.
Okay, so you're familiar with that mesh that goes across your back, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Right, so that's kind of where the seat goes against your back. And then in the back of the back and front panels of the jacket itself, that's where you find the AirEscape system itself. There's actually vents that go all the way through the jacket. And they're strategically placed in areas of your body that naturally vent the most heat. You know, the vent in the back is right on your spine, and you lose a lot of your body heat through your spine. So that vent is strategically placed there, and then you have a series of vents on the front of the jacket. On top of that, the foam is a lightweight polyethylene, and the shell of the jacket is a 200 denier ripstop fabric. So it's a real lightweight, very durable fabric that's going to aid in the breathability of the jacket and the quick drying. So that's one of the technologies. The other one you would find in our Ronnie and Linda PFDs, and that's a PFD that's the same framework actually built originally for a woman, and then we adapted it to a men's jacket as well. So the Linda being the women's jacket, the Ronnie being the men's jacket, obviously. And that's a jacket that I also find to be really compatible with the kayak fishing world because of all the high seat backs. And it does have foam across the entire back. So it's a really thin panel of foam. And then you'll find a mesh vent all the way up the spinal column. Once again, your body heat vents up the spinal column. So we strategically place that, and we call that technology thin vent. And you'll see that in the Ronnie and Linda. And those jackets are fantastic for literally any high seat back boat out there. You can sit on top, sit inside boats. It will sit comfortably against that seat back, and it articulates around the body really well. And it comes in a little bit less expensive than the V8. It doesn't have the nice vents in the front, like I mentioned on the V8, but it's a little more price, for the price-conscious customer, but just kind of a catch-all for any boat. So those are some of the technologies that have been focused really toward the kayak fishing crowd and the recreational kayak crowd.
Is there any other vests that you would recommend besides for those four, the Camino, the V8, the Ronnie, and the Linda, or is that pretty much the good top four for the kayak angler?
For the kayak angler, I would probably pick the three, the V8, the Ronnie, and the Linda. Those would probably be the ones that I would focus primarily on. I noticed that a lot of people tend to sit back in their seats on kayak fishing and really, put a lot of weight against that seat back. And if you're doing that, you want that either nothing against your back or you want the thin back. If you focus a little bit more on the paddling technique itself, you'll tend to sit up in a more like neutral or aggressive posture position. So if you're doing that, you can get away with a life jacket that has a thicker foam in the back. In which case, there is one other PFD that I would mention, which is called the Seawolf. And the Seawolf was designed specifically for the needs of the technical sea kayaker, and because of the way that the sea kayakers use the PFD and the fact that sea kayaking tends to be very gear intensive, meaning that there are sea kayakers heavily accessorize, and that I find to be similar to kayak fishermen. So you're going to be carrying several different gadgets. You might be carrying some tackle boxes, for example.
Right.
And the way the Seawolf has been designed, it has a really large pocket on the front. It's like a clamshell pocket. And it unzips and kind of opens right in front of your face like a dashboard. So you can put tackle in there, all kinds of – it's compartmentalized inside the pocket as well. And you have pockets on the side of the jacket. You have the ability to carry a water bladder in the back of the jacket if you want. And this jacket also has rescue capability, meaning that you could add a quick release rescue belt. Some of those techniques that you would need to do the rescue, you'd have to learn from a professional instructor. But it has a lot of capabilities. And it is light. It does have the same lightweight shell that you find on the V8. So it's light and breathable, and has a lot of reflective material on it. So if you're looking for something really high end and really gadgety, techy, that would be one to maybe consider. But just be warned that it does not have a flat or a really thin back. So
that would be. Yeah, I know some guys that do a lot more of the ocean style of fishing, not so much inlets or bays or whatever that where some of those actually, you know, one of our viewers and my friends, Mark Patterson, I know he's big on the Sea Wolf when he goes out to the Atlantic to do his king mackerel fishing and stuff like that. And Jason Self, who's on the West Coast, he chimed in that he likes to choose Jason. I'm sure he's all out down the ocean of the, like I said, Seattle out there in Washington area. So probably pretty big benefit in that jacket for those type of guys out in the ocean in rougher water conditions to have all those accessories you were just talking about. Out of a sea kayak.
Somebody in the chat room asked, do you personally kayak fish?
I'm personally more of a whitewater kayaker and a surf kayaker. So, you know, I'm not a serious kayak fisherman. I have done a lot more observation and photography. I do a lot of multimedia work in addition to my sales work with Astral and some other brands. So I've done a lot of photography and video work.
Wow.
At kayak fishing events. So I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed observing it and watching it. And I love to fish. I grew up, I got into kayaking because of fishing, but I would not consider myself on the level that you guys are on with kayak angling, though.
I'm just surprised to see that Estral actually produces a canine PFD.
That's right.
We got several of the people that ask in the chat room that have their dogs for probably different reasons, maybe hunting, that are asking.
Yes. And what are their questions?
I don't think that was a question. Somebody just pointed out, somebody asked if you did it, and Sundarma Brad Stevens went ahead and put the link in the chat room that you actually produce a PFD for dogs.
We do. It's called the Bird Dog, actually, and it comes in two colors. And, yeah, kayakers in particular seem to be dog lovers in general. So, you know, you see a lot of dogs around the water with paddlers. So we figured why not design a really nice, comfortable PFD for our canine friends as well. And okay. we also actually make dog beds.
He also just put that link into the chat room. And then I guess our friend Philip Rucker from North Carolina would like you to tell us about your kayak surf competition.
Oh, really? Okay. So Philip's on there now too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got Philip. We got Brad from Slim Jammers. I think you and I talked. I don't think you're aware of Brad. He's probably in a different rep zone than yours. He's in Florida. But Brad's in there tonight. And while I got Brad there, just let me interrupt you for 1 minute.
Please, dude.
Spencer. Brad has graciously put in tonight that he is going to offer a 10% discount on Astral PFDs through his website, his store, sunjammers.com. And you will get free shipping also, so you get 10% off on any Astral that they carry, and he will also ship it to you for free. That will last for 1 week. When you go to Sunjammers, you just have to enter the code in the coupon or discount code, KFR, and you will get the PFD sent to you, 10% off. So, very cool.
That's a great deal. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Stepping up. God, let's hear about surf fishing. You know, I have a little joke I always say because you and I have a lot of mutual, you know, John Grace and Woody and all them. And I always, when we do demo days, people come up and ask me about the whitewater boats that Legacy makes. And I don't answer any questions because I know nothing about the whitewater scene. And my little motto is if I have to put a helmet on, I quit doing it. So as soon as those kayaks switch over, and I got to strap on the helmet. So I'd like to hear more, too, about that. So what kind of surf kayak and what kind of competition is that?
Yeah, I've been pretty heavily into surf kayaking for, I don't know, 14 or 15 years now. And I'm from the mountains. I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and I've always been around the Western North Carolina area. But because of my sales work and traveling throughout the Southeastern Territory, I am at the coast, typically traveling pretty heavily in the fall. So when that started years ago, I started getting into surfing my whitewater boats and in the ocean, and found out that there was a pretty active circuit of surf kayaking competitions going on. So that just became part of my normal travel routine every year, and just really fell in love with surfing waves and got so into it that I started doing a lot of international travel with a group of friends. We would kind of go to different countries, you know, once or twice a year, and find all these nice surf breaks and surf waves. So it's kind of an extension of whitewater paddling for me. And I have some great whitewater here at my disposal pretty much almost every day of the year that I can paddle if I want to, and just really enjoy surfing waves when I get to the coast and being out.
Who do you look for? Just the roughest, big, like, surfing type of waves, or more just sloppy, gnarly, just crappy conditions?
You'd be looking for the same thing that surfboarders would be looking for. The cleaner and the longer the hold, the longer the wave holds up for you, you know, before it breaks, the better. The longer you can ride it, the more fun it is typically. So, you know, typically what you are seeing surfboarders do on their boards, you can do a lot of those same moves in surf-specific kayaks. They're kayaks made specifically for surf kayaking. So using those
boats. That was my next question. What is a surf kayak? I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. What is it?
So
like sit inside.
The surf kayaks would be like sit inside boats, similar to whitewater kayaks. So when you look at the surf kayaks from the top down, it would look similar to a whitewater kayak, generally speaking. But when you turn the surf kayak over, when you look at it from the side profile, or when you turn it over and look at the bottom, it's going to look more like a surfboard. Like some of them have the tri-fin set up just like a surfboard does. The fin placement is a little bit different. The rails of the kayak, you know, on the sides are really pointed, so that when you lean into the wave, when you're moving down the line and on the wave, when you lean into the wave, the edge of the boat bites into the wave and really, really helps you gain speed and keep your speed. So they've evolved considerably over the past 10 years, and you can find some really high performance surf kayaks. And if you look into the sport and, you know, search surf kayaking online. As a matter of fact,
somebody put a picture in the chat room. That looks pretty wild.
Okay. Yes, as a matter of fact, the World Championships of surf kayaking in 2011 were at the Outer Banks. We're at Nags Head, North Carolina.
Huh.
So that's every 2 years, and it, you know, goes to different locations around the world. So it was actually in Nags Head in 2011. But if you look at there's an Eastern Surf Kayaking Association, and the website is eska.com, I think, or .org. I can't remember. I think it's eska.com, and you can see some more information about the sport. It's a really fun sport. Fun part of the sport, I should say, and it's far smaller than whitewater, which is already far smaller than kayak fishing, but that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you can keep it, buddy. You just keep us informed of what's going on out there, and I'll follow you and I'll root you on from the beach.
I just watch. I get out there and surf waves and watch the fish for you.
There you go. Yeah, you can do the bird dogging for it. You can point them out, and we'll go after them. But
yeah,
it's tough enough around here just surf launching to go fishing to have the right wave conditions that you can even break through the surf, let alone trying to intentionally ride the surf is way too much.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, we got a lot of expensive gear on our kayaks. We're trying to keep on the boat at all times, so. We have plenty seasonal yearly anglers that have the once or twice they definitely lose some gear out here off the beach trying to launch. So we'll keep it we'll keep it down to that. Somebody's asking in the chat room, you need to teach him this, need to teach us the surf launch. Seriously.
Well, that's a good point. That's absolutely a good point. And it's the technique is, you know, regardless of the boat you're in, the technique is practically the same. You know, whether you're in a sit on top kayak loaded full of fishing gear, or whether you're in a high performance surf kayak, the technique of getting through the surf is the same, and it's just as important to follow the same rules for any boat.
Because they're asking now in the chat room, they want to know. So maybe if you still have a few minutes to give to our time, maybe you can just kind of briefly explain a little bit of that, because some people are asking in the chat room. So you
later, or maybe tomorrow or in the next few days, I can follow up. I wrote an article a few years ago for Paddler Magazine when it used to exist about how to paddle out in the surf, and I might be able to pass that to you so you can see it in written words. So
yeah, do that. We'll pass it along on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Okay. Well, the important thing throughout paddling out in the surf is staying perpendicular to the waves. So you find the lines of waves rolling in towards the beach, and you want to face your kayak perpendicular to those and keep it perpendicular and keep paddling as hard as you can through those until you get past the breakers, obviously. Now, you guys are especially the pedal drives you drop after you get out in the water. So, but a lot of times your boat's going to be so heavy that you're going to have to push it out into the water before you get onto it. And that can be tricky if you have real heavy beach break where it's just like dumping right onto the beach. So it's that initial getting into the water and hopping on the boat, if the waves are big, that's all about timing. You have to just sit there and watch the waves, and if it's clean enough, the wave should be coming, you know, with a fairly even amount of time between waves, and you just have to time it and hop in the water and pedal really fast to get past the breakers before you get hit. The kiss of death is that I was down at the Oak Island fishing tournament down in North Carolina last fall, and I saw it happen to a couple people watching in the surf. Is getting stuck either when you're coming back in or when you're going back out. If you get stuck sideways, parallel with the way the waves are breaking, you're going to get what we call in whitewater boats, you're going to get window shaded. And if you get window shaded in your fishing kayak, you're going to dump all your gear on the beach, and you're probably going to break your rods, and it's probably not going to feel too good. So just try to keep from being perpendicular to the waves. You know, a lot of that technique, there's a lot of more specific technique to getting out through big surf that I'm not sure. I would be surprised if you guys would go out in stuff that's like breaking over your head. But
yeah, no. I don't know which guy you're talking to, but if you're talking to this guy, no.
Yeah. Just make sure and stay perpendicular to the wave. That's the big thing.
Yeah, hit it right on. Yeah, we get some pretty good ones out here, but no, there's no fish out there worth all that, and it's not even the issue of getting flipped to me. It's the fact of losing any of that gear that we were just talking about. I don't like having a yard sale out on the beach when everybody's hanging out and watching me pick up all my stuff out there.
Yeah,
but
I
actually, sometimes what I find challenging, sometimes is riding it back in can be just as bad, if not worse sometimes, if you get caught up on the wrong, you know, the top of the wave at the wrong side when it brings you to the beach is sometimes worse than launching.
Right, in which case it could be a better idea when you're coming in. I mean, surfing those fishing kayaks could be really fun if you do it well, but if you're really not wanting to dump all your gear, it might be a better idea to just paddle in between waves and just try to time it. Like I said, when you're paddling out, if you can time in between waves to get out and hop in your boat, just try to be in between waves and paddle as close to the beach as you can and then hop out and pull your boat up real quick. I mean,
right.
instead of trying to surf the wave in.
Right. Yeah, that's usually what ends up happening, because we don't have a quick drop-off here on the Virginia Beach coast, so you can usually do that, paddle the closest one in and then jump out and just grab the boat and run like heck to the beach.
Right.
I'll just watch you all do it. I'll just stand on the beach, tanning a little, and I'll watch you all.
Maybe we should set that up, Joe. You're listening in there. We'll do a little TK. We'll try it without gear first. We'll do a little weekend. Now that the temperatures are getting nicer, we'll get out there and let everybody crash and bang their boats into the waves for a while before they figure it out. Then we'll start doing it with gear after the fact. So, yeah,
that's a fantastic
cool.
idea. That's a good
yeah,
idea.
Very cool. All right, Spencer. Well, it's getting close to the top of the hour, and I know you said you had limited time to spend with us tonight. So I want to make sure that I get you out of here in a timely manner and don't cut into the rest of your evening too long. We're almost at the 9 o'clock frame, so I really appreciate you tuning in tonight. We've been putting a link up to the website, but if anybody has any questions or whatever about Astral, they can get a contact off of Astral Buoyancy's website, I'm assuming, and hit them up for anything going on there.
Yeah, if anybody's, you know, Astral has a fantastic customer service team, and you know they would always be happy to answer any questions. As would I. Their website is astraldesigns.com. And you can check out all their stuff there and email them from there. And you can reach me through my website, which is effort.tv. My company is called Effort Inc., and it's effort.tv. So if anybody wants to check out any of my work, it's there. So
yeah, well, we're going to have you back on about some of that. You and I have talked about some of the other things you're into, so we're going to get you back on the show and get us up to speed on some of the other products and things you got going on, too. So that would be awesome. And you said, and I know you will be there, I know it's a little ways off for anybody who's in the market for a PFD now, but we will see you at the Appomattox River Company Demo Day in June.
Yeah, I will definitely be there, and I'd love to meet some of the people out there. And yeah, they're a fantastic retailer of ours, and you can reach those guys online, and I'm sure you plug their website and their stores all the time, but they're definitely a market leader, and they do a fantastic job selling our products, so we're glad to be partner with them. So
yeah, we
got a lot of great
good kayak shops backing us here at this Kayak Fishing Radio. We got some Appomattox River Company, we got Sun Jammers down there in Florida, and then Philip and Will and the gang over there at Get Outdoors. So I think if any of those people can't find something by any of those three stores, you probably don't need it.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that Get Outdoors is supporting you guys too. They're also a fantastic dealer for Astral. They carry as full of a range of our product as anyone. And if you're in the North Carolina area, definitely go to those guys. They do a fine job. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So don't forget, everybody, too, that, like I said, if you're looking for a PFD, you have 1 week now to cash in on your 10% offer off of an Astral PFD and free shipping from Brad down there at Sun Jammers. So check it out, sunjammers.com. check out all the Astral PFDs they have to offer. Brad did say, Brad, you're still with us. What was the one that you said that you were out of stock, but you would get it to him? There was one model that he did say on there, and I'm sorry, I forgot which one that was.
He's on that chat.
He's still there, so. Whichever that one it was, he said that you were out of stock, Brad. Just throw it up there to make it let everybody know that you will still take care of him on that. All right, Spencer, thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it. Anything we can do for you up here at Kayak Fishing Radio, LL Show, you let us know. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call.
Thank you guys a lot. It's a pleasure being on here, and I appreciate it. Thanks to the listeners for having me as well.
Very cool. All right, you have a good night, and thank you very much.
You guys too. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, very cool. Well, like I said, if you guys are in the market for a PFD, I can highly recommend you go check out an Astral. Chris and I are very happy with ours. There's plenty of good ones on the market, but you will be very surprised with how comfortable and light those are. That's what definitely sold Chris and I on that brand. You know, when it gets up to 100 degrees, it feels like out there on the water, being comfortable is a lot to do with it. And all that venting and the lightweight material that Spencer was mentioning tonight, definitely shows up in that product when you're out there on those hot days. So go check it out.
And
like I said, don't forget.
And apparently you can get the same quality PFDs for your dog. I can't wait to see your dog out on the water, Andy, in an Astral PFD, which you can order from Subjammers right now with the KFR 10% off discount and free shipping.
That's a pretty good deal right there, free shipping.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm so sorry. I spoke way too slow. Brad, can you confirm or deny if the dog ones would be included in that? Now, so that's specifically pointed out the dog PFD. I am so sorry.
I'll make it available. And it was the Camino that he said that they're out of stock, but he'll take care of that. So just let everybody know. I want to make sure I didn't. Wrong. Yes, they could be, but have to email me. We do not stock them.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad. I'm sorry about that.
You'll get a phone call from Brad later, honey.
He's got your phone number, not mine, honey. Remember, I'm on no pro staff. I'm just the support team.
Oh, I got you. Oh, pro staff means I get my phone blown up now?
Yeah, that's right. It's all your fault. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, everyone, we're at the top of the hour. We've had a good time, a lot of fun. Make sure if you're in the Richmond area, go check out the MS Shad Shootout. Should be a lot of fun, great cause. If you can't make the tournament, you can definitely make the after-hours party there, after the event party. The information for that's also on the MS Shad Shootout webpage. And if you are in the Richmond area Friday night, go to the Midlothian ARC store. Check out our friend, Rob Choi. He's going to be doing a seminar on shad fishing to give you that last-minute knowledge you need before heading out for the tournament. Take a breath. What else?
Hey,
I got? I think that's
Mark,
it.
Mark, hang on a second. Spencer is back.
No, it's Brad with Sun.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, hey.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify. We got the four styles online. The Camino 200 out of stock. If anybody wants the Camino 200s, they can pre-order them. Just email me, and I'll get you a link. And that goes for anything on the Astral website. We have no problem special ordering anything you want, including shoes. We just don't stock them down here.
Very cool.
So,
Well, we appreciate you stepping up and doing that tonight, Brad. That was awesome.
We appreciate y'all sharing the kayak fishing love. The bigger the pie gets, the bigger all of our pieces get. We need bigger pieces.
Well, next week we're going to do a show on Ferraris, so if you got any 10% off discounted Ferraris you want to throw in there, I'm just letting you know, just giving you a heads up now.
No problem. You know I'll do whatever it takes.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
All right,
with a Ferrari? You can't put Thule racks on a Ferrari. So
I bet you could.
Yeah, I bet you somebody did.
Yakima,
you got a welder. What's that?
I said Yakima might have a fit. You never know. If Tui doesn't have it, Yakima's got
it. That's right. One of them will figure it out. Anything can be done with a welder and some screw guns or something, too. So that'd
be
pretty cool.
See
a Ferrari with some kayak racks on it. That'd be a cool picture.
Yep.
We can make that
y'all
happen.
Have a good night.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye. All right. Very cool. Well, we got all that covered. All right, everyone. Well, have a good week. Try not to be too sick tomorrow with those 85-degree temperatures. I'm working down by the beach. I better see a lot of kayaks out in the water launching tomorrow.
I wonder.
Have a nice day.
I wonder if Gus would let us put the taggers on his Ferrari.
Well, we'll have to work on that. We'll get you some pictures.
That would be pretty funny.
We'll have to wait till Gus goes out of town, maybe. Sorry about you lost your job. All right, everyone. Chris, hit some buttons. Get us out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You guys rock. You make this show what it is. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, the Low Sodium Show. Thursday night, the Tree Hugger, Chip Gibson. Next week, Monday, Redfish Chuck. And we got a cool show planned for next Tuesday. I won't release anything about that now. We'll finish out this week, but y'all want to check back in. We got a pretty cool thing lined up for you guys next Tuesday night.
I'm so sorry. We're out of time, folks. I guess Mark didn't announce where the next Boondoggle is going to be. Jeez, I guess you just are going to have to tune in to the next.
Tune in to another.
Sorry. Running out of time. With that, good night, everybody. Tight lines, no matter where you're fishing. And remember, take your children fishing. They are our next generation anglers. Good night.
Good night, everyone.